go. But what's the color of your soul? You can't show me what you're made of. You can make my heart your home. As long as I am where you wait.
It's a lifestyle. It's convenient, affordable, and with 13,000 bike racks, parking is never a problem. But with every reward comes a sidecar of risk. In Chicago, over 1,700 cyclists a year are killed or injured in bike accidents involving motor vehicles. Bike safety is simple. First, become familiar with Chicago bike laws. Know your hand signals and when to use them. Love your brain. Get a bike helmet that fits your noggin and deck it out with a headlamp and some reflective gear for riding at night. Bike at least 3 to 4 feet away from parked cars to avoid being struck by a car door being open. Motorists can do their part, too, by checking their side view mirrors for bike traffic before exiting their vehicle. Most importantly, remember that we're sharing the road. Looking out for both ourselves and each other is the only way to keep Chicago's roads safe, no matter what your wheels look like. For more information on bike safety in Chicago, visit www.chicagobikes.org. This public service announcement was brought to you by Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection.
Good morning, Scrawl Nation. Today is Friday, January 18th, and this is Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. You're listening to Scrawl Radio, hurried but well-considered thoughts about peer writing, tutoring, and the writing process brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning, a.k.a. the Uckable. I'm your host, Gia Z, joined by my lovely co-host, Emily G. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Gia?
I'm good. And we're with some new voices today. It's our first show back in the quarter.
Welcome.
So first, I'd just like to introduce some of our new hosts. Riley O, how are you doing?
Pretty good, thank you.
How are
you?
I'm so glad. I'm so good. We have Marina B. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Gia. Thank you.
Oh my God. I love introducing all these new guys. And an old fan favorite, Katie A.
Hey, it feels
She's
so good
back.
To be back with Scrawl Nation.
We love it. We missed you so much. Aww. Well, we're all here in the studio again. New quarter, new year. Yeah, new show.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to address, we did not have the theme song today. Sorry for about the technical difficulties, but it will be back next week. I know everyone misses it. Mm-hmm. It's the, you know, icing on the cake to the show.
Oh, yeah.
So today we'll just have naked cake.
Next time.
Next time.
A muffin. So, it's a muffin show.
Yeah, today's a muffin. So we just wanted to do some quick introductions. So we're just going to do one of those, like, icebreakers you do in your classroom, you know, when they're like, if you were a tree, what tree would you be?
But we're not doing that one.
Yeah, even though I really like that one.
We could do
I think
that
it says
one,
a
I mean.
Lot about a person.
Maybe we could do that one. We'll throw it in there.
Yeah. So we'll go around and we're just going to say our favorite, what tree would you be? Our favorite tree. If you were a tree, what tree would you be? Our year at the Aqua Bowl. So what year you are at DePaul, if you want to throw in your major, you can do that too. What do you do at the Equable? What are your roles? And your favorite core value? Yeah, we love our core values at the Equable.
We're bringing
it in. Core values at the Equable are amazing. They involve a lot of things like collaboration and writing. Everyone who writes is a writer. Emily.
I'm going to go ahead, if it's okay, and kind of recap the core values for all of our listeners who may not be familiar. The core values are the things that all of our tutors try to kind of embody in all of our work at the Equable, and they are collaboration, diversity, reflection, respect, revision, and transparency.
So we good. Love that.
Good alphabetical order.
Yes, absolutely.
Gia, do you want to start us off?
Oh my God,
as a familiar face?
Okay.
Wonderful.
Well, my name is Gia Z, and I'm a senior here at DePaul, and I'm majoring in public relations.
Ooh.
It's my third year at the Equable. I joined my sophomore year, and it's been a wild ride. Some of my roles at the Equable, I'm just your everyday peer tutor. I'm also a receptionist from time to time, and I also am in Scrawl, and I've been in Scrawl for 2 years now, I think. Yeah. Which has also been a wild ride. So yeah, oh, what tree would I be? I would be a willow tree or a tree with Spanish moss. Something droopy.
Something droopy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Anyways, Riley, do you want to go next?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so hi, everyone. I'm Riley. Hi, Riley. You listened to that one episode the last quarter, I was a guest, and we talked about D&D, and that was lovely. But now I'm back, and now I'm more of a permanent host.
Yeah. Yes. We're so excited.
We're so glad. We couldn't too. Let Riley Me get too. Away.
Yeah. More D&D to come, I
oh,
hope.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Any moment I can slip it in, I will
yeah.
try.
Yeah. No, I love that.
Okay. So, let's see. So I'm Riley. My year at the Aquable is my first. It's my first year, but I'm a sophomore at DePaul.
What do you do?
What do I do? I'm a philosophy and English double major, and specifically in the Aquable. Well, I'm your average peer writing tutor, but this quarter I'm also a writing fellow.
Fun.
So gonna explore that world.
Yeah, a fun little thing. Maybe mm-hmm. in some of your classes, listeners. Ooh. Riley will be your fellow. Wow, so fun. mm-hmm. Okay, and what tree would you be if you were a tree?
Yes, that's a tough one. I think I'm just gonna go with a maple tree.
Ooh,
you know,
that's nice,
nice and standard.
Also, I forgot my core value. But what's your favorite core value?
Oh.
I'll say mine after.
I'll
that's
say
the whole thing.
I
know,
mine
I'm sorry.
Is collaboration. You know,
oh yeah,
we love collaborating.
That's a good one. Mine is transparency because I think it's important to be honest and transparent.
Mm.
Cute. Marina, do you want to go next?
Sure. So I'm Marina. It's also my first year at the Aquable, my third year at DePaul. And I am a peer writing tutor. I'm on Scrawl, and I'm also a writing fellow.
Love that.
So
amazing. What's your favorite core value?
My favorite core value is probably collaboration also because I think that is something that I didn't think about as an element of writing centers before I started working at the DePaul Writing Center.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people assume that when you go to a writing tutor, they're just going to take your paper and fix it and then send you back with it.
Yes.
But it's a collaborative process.
Wow. I love that. And if you were a tree, what tree would you be?
I was going to say a maple tree. I decided that in my mind like 3 seconds before writing.
Oh,
wow.
No.
Which, okay.
Is same minds. Same minds.
Almost disappointing, but then it's actually kind of uplifting that we have such similar kindred spirits here.
Yeah.
On
Yay.
Air. Yeah. So I
thank
guess
God for that.
You can also be a maple tree.
I was going to say, if I need an alternative, I would probably choose, I don't know, like a tree that is similarly like standard and sturdy, but not as standard and sturdy as an oak tree. I think I have a touch more spice to myself.
Oh, like a birch.
I was going to say a birch. I was going to say maybe a birch tree.
Yeah. Okay. Cute.
Perfect.
Okay. So Katie, hi.
Hey. So I am Katie A, just because there's a lot of Katies at the Writing Center.
Yeah.
So that's how I'll appear everywhere.
Too many Katies.
Yeah. This is my second year working at the Aquable. It's my third year at DePaul. I was on Scrawl last year, which I loved, but I wasn't here in the fall quarter because I was studying abroad in Budapest. So I returned back and luckily got to be back on Scrawl. And I'm also a writing fellow this quarter. It's a History of Japan class, which I'm excited about because I don't know a lot about that and I feel like this could be enriching.
I love when you can learn.
Yeah
that's so fun. Okay,
what was next?
What's your favorite core value?
I like reflection because a lot of times the Aquable, they're asking us questions about what our goals are and what our philosophies are on tutoring, and I think it's done in a way that's genuine and we can help learn and grow from. So I like reflection.
Cute.
Yeah.
And what tree are you?
See, I went through a really similar experience to Marina when you said willow.
Ooh.
And I was like, I already picked willow. And I like tried so hard to think of like a different kind of tree.
I can change my answer to Spanish moss.
Okay. Well, I think all I could think of was like Christmas tree or palm tree. And I didn't want to see anyone to see me like Googling like types of trees.
I literally just did that. So, yes. That's what I've done.
Yeah. Well,
cute. Well, yay.
Thanks.
And Emily.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Emily G. I was on Skrull last quarter, so you may remember me.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
I am a senior here at DePaul. I've worked at the Writing Center for 3 years with a one-year sabbatical in the middle because I was in England. I'm back. I'm on Skrull. I also work as a receptionist and a writing fellow and also a copy editor.
Ooh.
For the Writing Center.
Fancy.
Lots of copy editing. What do I...
Your
I already did. My favorite core value is respect, because
yeah.
I feel like that is a big part of the Writing Center, because we all respect each other, we respect our writers, mm-hmm. and we hope our writers respect us.
Oh, wow, that's really nice.
Thanks.
Well done. And what tree would you be?
Similar to everyone in the room, I also had my answer stolen. I was going to say Weeping Willow because I'm sad. Gia said Weeping Willow.
I took
and
too
so
many.
Because I was last in line, I shamelessly Googled types of big scary trees.
Yeah.
And I have found the dragon blood tree.
Oh,
whoa.
I love that.
Which sounds like me. And it is a big tree, just so you can see it, where all the leaves
oh, wow.
are spikes.
It looks whoa. Like something that would be in like a safari.
It does. Mm. It's really cool. Marina, do you have something to say?
I think I just realized that I would be an apple tree.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
I love that breakthrough nice you one. Had.
Thank you, yeah.
The moment of clarity.
It really did just kind of appear to me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Riley?
I have a question, Gio. What is a Spanish moss? I've never heard of
yeah,
that.
So this also comes from like what I did over break, which we can also talk about if you want.
Yeah, let's ooh. Talk about that next.
So I drove with my parents and my brother in our car from Michigan, our home in Ann Arbor, to Florida, to Lakeland, Florida,
ooh.
Which is like a 2-day trip.
Yeah, a bit
and
of a trek.
Yeah, we love driving cross country. And honestly, I grew to really appreciate driving through like different states because like they're all so different and like seeing how they're like flora and fauna look and whatnot. And when you go through like northern, it's like southern Georgia and like you're getting down to the south down there and then like northern Florida, there's this thing called Spanish moss. It's all over. It's not actually like a tree, so like it's kind of cheating, but it's kind of, and it's not like good either, which is like
it's moss.
Yeah, it's moss that spoiler. Like hangs off the ends of like
I've
all
just
these trees.
Google image Spanish
and it looks
moss.
Yeah, pretty spooky. But it's not good because the moss like sucks up all the energy from the tree and it like low-key kills it.
Oh,
which is I guess me. Emily,
we'll throw a picture of Spanish moss up on our
blog
post for the week so you can see.
Yeah, but I saw a lot of it and I thought it was really calming and peaceful. Katie, did you have something to
no,
say about Spanish
I just,
moss?
I also similarly googled a photo of Spanish moss and it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Has anyone on the show seen the movie Florida Project?
Yes.
No. Well, it's really beautiful and there's a scene where they're like sitting on a Spanish moss like
yeah.
ranch and like eating like jam and bread and it's
yeah.
like really beautiful.
Yeah, Spanish moss is pretty. And I saw a lot of it on my drive.
Wow.
Love that.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Does anyone else want to talk about what they did over break? Hmm. Marina.
I had an extremely eventful break this year.
Yes.
Wow. It was really cool and fun. So yeah. I'm going to brag about it a little bit because
no, we love
I'm
that.
So jazzed that I got to do everything I got to do.
Yes.
So to get like the kind of somewhat boring but still a little bit like notable things out of the way. First, I went to Boston and visited my best friend from high school.
Aww.
Which I've never been to Boston as like an adult, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. And we got like cannoli for breakfast and did like fun things that you can only do when you're like 21 with another 21-year-old.
Cute.
And then I went, my sister lives in the south of Spain and me and my family went and visited her. And then because we were so close to like the top of Africa, we went from Spain to Morocco.
Oh,
so I spent
my God.
2 weeks abroad, 1 week in Sevilla and then 1 week traveling through Morocco. And I got to ride a camel. And I got norovirus.
Oh,
so it was
less fun.
The
wow.
ups and downs were quite literally like high and low.
Yeah, I can see.
Like,
wow.
On top of a camel on floor of my Airbnb bathroom. Wow. So
how meta.
Wow. I know, really. It was crazy.
That's so awesome.
That's really great. Wow. Emily, what did you
do? So I actually didn't go anywhere fun, but like I said, I studied abroad in England for a year, so I made some very good pals while I was over there, and they all actually came here. Four of them came here to Chicago, and it was three of their first time ever in Chicago. So we did crazy Chicago nonsense that you do in Chicago, like go to the lake, and we went to the zoo and all that jazz. But we did a lot of things that like a British person would want to do coming to America. So I'd ask them, like, what do you want to do today? And they would say, go to Target. And I'd be like, okay, let's go to Target. And the next day I'd be like, okay, what do you want to do now? And they'd go, can we go to IHOP? And I'd be like, yeah, we can walk to IHOP. Like, so I did a lot of like very things that I consider very mundane, but like it was really fun to do them with people who've never done them before and like see that it was cool. We drove to Wisconsin, like just so that they could cross state lines, and then like that's what we did.
Did you or what was like the their favorite or the food that they ate that was the most extreme to them?
So
the most extreme,
none of them.
One thing about being in Europe that I remember is that they don't eat peanut butter there. And European people always will come up to me and be like, so what's the deal with a peanut butter jelly sandwich? Like, is that like a joke or whatever? Because that sounds gross.
People,
and, which is sacrilegious, you know, as an American to hear someone say.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I would make people, when I was in England and I like made PB&J, my friends be like, that's gross. And I'm like, no, it's good. But so the huge thing that like was the big deal was Kraft mac and cheese, because they don't have like fake cheese there. It's all like, if you get mac and cheese, it'll be made like with real cheese fresh. Yeah. So they were really excited to try the Kraft mac and cheese, and half of them loved it and half of them like did not enjoy it.
Ooh, divisive.
They were also really, really jazzed about Dunkin'. Like, we got Dunkin' every single day, which I'd do anyway. But I'm trying to think of something they didn't like.
They eat, love like, a America. Chicago style hot dog or anything?
No. So three of them are vegetarians. So we had to do veggie things. They did try deep dish pizza and were fans. That was a big like
moment.
I was really hoping they would like it. Yeah. But that was my break. It was fun.
That's so cute.
We did cute little things.
I love that.
Riley?
My break was mostly uneventful, but I did go back to our hometown, Ann Arbor.
A fun little thing, Riley and I are from the same hometown.
Good
we
old
went to
tree
high school
city.
Together.
Cute. Yeah, so I went back home. I saw my family. We played a lot of board games, which was super fun.
I did so many like puzzles with my family, and I played like a lot of cards, like more cards I've ever played my entire life.
Heck yeah. My family is definitely like a tabletop, like a board games family. We like, it was like after Christmas mostly, so we mostly got each other different board games and had a ton of fun trying them out.
I love the term tabletop family. That's great.
That's amazing.
I love that. I'm going to use that with your permission. So I think this is a good time to take our first song break. Because our theme today is just like welcome and like renewal.
Our return.
We're going to have a great song that's near and dear to our hearts that kind of just describes like how we're feeling today. So enjoy.
Change had much to say, but man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town. I said, the boys are back in town.
You know that chick that used to dance a lot? Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. 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 Spread the word. Blood will spill. And if the boys wanna fight, you better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer. It won't be long. Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again.
And we're back. Thanks for joining us. I love Boys Are Back in Town. Thin Lizzy. It's
so good.
A top song in my book.
A true classic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for the second portion of the show, we wanted to talk a little bit about Skrull. We talked about us, but what about us as a team? So there are going to be a couple changes along with the new year and the new hosts and everything. We love it. Mm-hmm. We love change. So we, first of all, obviously have more people on the air. The team's a little bigger, which means that sometimes we're going to have rotations. So not all of us will be on the radio at the same time. Some days there might be, you know, like me, Marina, Riley, or like Riley, Marina, Katie, or Emily, Marina, Riley. So,
but always me.
But always,
but always Marina.
And me.
Always Marina. Yeah, so we're going to have a rotating schedule. We'll make sure that we have that schedule up ahead of time, either on our Twitter or we can put it out there on our blog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you can always make sure.
Emily?
I just wanted to say also, speaking of Twitter, we have created kind of a new role here at Skrull, which Marina will be bravely undertaking.
Mm-hmm.
So keep an eye out on Twitter for more equitable content, more news about who you're going to be listening to, what we're going to be talking about. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to be more social.
We're rebranding.
Rebranding.
And on what account will that be?
It will be on the Equable Twitter account.
Yeah.
The official. So go out if you don't already. Come on, guys. Follow the Writing Center. Follow the Writing Center. You'll hear all the Skrull news. Yeah. It'll be great.
Yeah, we're also going to have some new topics. Mm-hmm. We're already brainstorming and we're really excited. But to supplement those new topics, we also want to hear from you guys more. So we're going to set up a kind of a physical suggestion box in the Writing Center. And if you think you have an idea for a Skrull episode, or you want to come on Skrull and talk about something, or you know someone who knows stuff about something and wants to talk, let us know and we'll try to make it happen. Marina?
And also, just for those of you who may not already be aware or need a refresher, mm-hmm. where the Equable office is.
Yes.
It's in the SAC on the second floor. I believe it's 212.
Yes. Yes. It's the big room with all the glass and orange
big
couches.
Windows. So drop by and let us know. Or since we are going to be more active on social media, if you want to tweet at the Equable with a show idea, feel free to do that as well. If you cannot bring your little legs up to the second floor of the SAC, which, no judgment, obviously.
Great idea, you Marina. Know, tweet in. Tweet us.
For our international listeners.
Yeah.
We know we're listening. Shout
for
out.
For our worldwide fans.
For our worldwide fans.
Mr. Worldwide.
Exactly.
Indeed. Yeah. So we're lots of new stuff.
We're excited to hear from you guys. So there are also some new things happening at the Equable itself. And, you know, we got to talk about the Equable. We love the Equable. That's why we're here, the University Center for Writing-Based Learning here at DePaul.
Oh, yeah.
Firstly, we did want to mention that the Equable is going to be hosting a food drive. Emily, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I would love to. The food drive is going to be at the Equable, either the Lincoln Park or the Loop, for this whole next week of the 22nd through the 28th of January. You can come into either office and bring canned food items, other non-perishables, and personal care items or toiletries, either travel or regular size, does not matter. So you can bring all of these here, and they're going to go to the Lakeview Food Pantry in support of the employees of the government who are not being paid constantly and continuously for their work.
Yeah, because there's no government right now.
Because there's no government right now. So because of this action, a lot of people don't know where their next meal's coming from, when it's going to be there. So let's help them get some of that meal.
Yeah, some of that meal.
Yep.
Also I wanted to mention that along with this food drive, the Equable is going to start having some more like social action campaign. And Marina, do you want to talk about it a little?
Yeah, I was also going to mention that, and just basically that we are mobilizing, I guess would be the word, more like social justice involved like team activities or just like Equable projects.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing that people should feel free to drop by and talk to us about or tweet us about if you have any ideas of ways that you believe that the Equable itself would be really helpful or instrumental in a social justice project. I know I myself am hoping that we'll be able to have more food drives, maybe do something really similar where people bring in non-perishable foods and personal care items, and we can maybe make sort of like care packages or like life-sustaining packages for the homeless or for people that need food and these items, like not when they're just not being paid by the government, but because they don't have a job at all.
Chicago is a good place to kind of take some action. So if you want to help out with that, definitely come see us.
Or tweet us. Our Twitter is at DePaul Equable, so DEPAUL. Equable is UCWBL. At DePaul Equable.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Lowercase b.
Lowercase b. That's really important.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Emily, you want to talk about another change?
Yes. Another cool thing that's happening is that we are having a search for a new Writing Center director. I like to call the Writing Center director the big boss, because we have a lot of bosses at the Writing Center who are kind of in charge of different things, and they do a great job of kind of handling operations, but the director's the big boss.
Yeah.
So we're looking for a new director. Gia, would you like to talk more about that too?
Yeah, our former director, Lori Dietz, who we love dearly.
Shout out Lori Dietz.
She moved to California this summer, and she's working. Yeah, she's working at, I think, a Stanford writing program.
Wow.
Which is really cool.
Congrats, Lori.
So the Uckable is going to be interviewing some new candidates for our director position, which we're all really excited about. And there will definitely be more news about that to come. Mm-hmm. We're all going to be sitting in on some meetings and in-services and getting to know them a little more. So we're all, like, really excited. Mm-hmm. Katie, you want to talk about it?
Just because you did speak how we have, like, a collective of bosses, mm-hmm. I'm very interested to see who our new director is going to be, just because it's going to, like, change the dynamic, you yeah. know, so much.
Yeah. A new personality. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have kind of a question for the room.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things would you guys like in a new boss? Because I know I really liked Lori because she was very get stuff done.
Yeah.
And we got stuff done. Yeah. And she was really good at productivity and making sure things were done and done correctly. So I know that's a good kind of quality. Do you mm-hmm. guys have any, like, things you were looking for in your next big boss, Marina?
I actually, since I just started working at the Equable last quarter, and I guess this kind of also applies to Riley,
yeah.
we've never been there with a big boss.
Yeah.
Ooh, so
yeah.
things have been, you know, rolling fairly smoothly for us for this past, like, quarter and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that if there were to be a big boss, something that I could...
I'm so glad this term is catching on.
If there were to be a big boss, something that I think would be, like, a great sort of a way to feel their presence, if that makes sense, would mm-hmm. be just through, like, increased organization and communication across mm-hmm. like all the teams.
Yeah.
I don't think that we're doing a bad job of that now, but mm-hmm. I would say that because there isn't like one person at the top, it is like a lot of things, a lot of chains yeah. of command end in one person who's mm-hmm. in charge of one project.
Mm-hmm.
So a big boss who just like facilitates communication across every Equable team mm-hmm. would be great.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Riley?
Yeah, I similarly have that lack of experience with a boss of bosses. But using my imaginative powers,
I think, final, like, boss.
Yeah. When you get through all of the Equable, the one at the end. I think that what I would love in a big boss would be, as much as I love the, like, great practicality and, like, organizational skills of, like, a very, very well-practiced boss,
mm-hmm.
I think one thing that really ties that kind of leadership position together is all the little things that come through the personality of a leader, organizer,
yeah.
That kind of promote a better, like, environment of just, like, being around, being friendly, talking to people, getting to know everyone.
True.
And maintaining that kind of pleasantness
mm-hmm.
Consistently and with conviction.
Love that. Katie?
Yeah, well, we actually have access to the candidates' CVs, which gives me a lot of power, personally. And, like, they're all super capable and look like great candidates. So I'm just, like, hoping for someone who's just, like, you know, approachable, which I think is really important.
Because yes.
all of our bosses are, like, super approachable and
oh, yeah.
down to earth, which I think is a big part of the Equable. And that's what they call us, like, peer writing tutors.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good job, Katie.
A big part of... my philosophy is, like, the peer part and, like, the feedback part of the Writing Center. Mm. So I think that any boss who is willing to listen to its employees and listen to feedback themselves and, like, I just love that the Equable is, like, a collaborative organization and it's pretty student run for the most part, which is really cool. So I think that just having more collaboration, like facilitation like that, like similar to Marina's communication, is always a positive quality. Marina.
Another thing about the CVs, like Katie mentioned, is that I did go and look at them, and I just thought it's like a cool thing to note that most of the applicants or candidates, I guess, at this point are women.
Yay!
Ooh. Which was just like refreshing to see, because I remember when I was looking at the CVs to sign up, I was like, okay, I'm going to try to find like the candidate, like if I'm going to attend, you know, one of their kind of like interview sessions, I want to attend one of a candidate probably that's like a woman or like has, you know, qualities. I feel like I just like, as a woman, having a female boss, because it diminishes certain other power dynamics that you can have with someone when they're not just in charge of you, but they're also
absolutely
like hold some kind of institutional power over you. And I remember being really pleasantly surprised that most of them are women, and even though they're not all women, everybody had a fat CV, guys. Lots of experience, very CVs. Interesting looking studies, and I think they all have PhDs or something. So
wow, we love that.
I think we're in good hands.
Yay, Allstate. You're in good hands. Sorry, I've just been thinking a lot about
we're
like,
not
media.
Sponsored by Allstate.
Yeah, we're not. I'm sorry. I just like that guy's voice a lot.
It is really soothing. It's fun. It's really nice.
So another thing that's changing at the Equable is we're having some more diversified teams. For example, our outreach team is, this is really exciting, I think, is getting divided up into two groups. One specifically is focused on Equable events, which is awesome. And then the other one is focused on tabling. Emily, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. The new like division of outreach, the tabling team. I am not on the tabling team, but I recently spoke with the tabling team's fearless leader, Jen Finstrom.
Friend of the show. We love her.
Friend of the show. Shout out Jen Finstrom. It wouldn't be a start of the season if we didn't
mention Jen Finstrom. Yeah.
But anyway, the new tabling team is going to be in charge of obviously tabling, but that means like bringing people into the Writing Center. So make sure you go up and talk to them, and they're going to have cool ways to kind of let you know what we do, get people interested in coming to see us. And also they're going to be in charge of getting people aware of the hiring process. So if you out there listening have ever thought, I want to be a peer writing tutor, Pretty soon is going to be your chance. So those tabling outreach people are going to be your best friend for getting that information, learning more about how you can apply to be a writing tutor, and just learning more about the Writing Center in general.
Love that. Katie?
There was a person that had an appointment with me because they had to for a class last year. They were freshmen. And they had a beautiful, beautiful paper about like Satanism in theater. And I love their writing so much. And I told them to apply because it was like spring. And then I saw them kind of like in the corner of the room at end of the retreat. So I like, need to find them.
Oh my God.
I feel so proud.
Do you remember their name?
No.
Oh.
You'll just have to see them at one of the meetings and be like, you.
Yeah, I couldn't think of it. But
I had a similar moment as that. One of our tutors, Meg, I've tutored Meg like 2 years ago, and I remember her saying, I want to work at the Writing Center. And I went, you could if you wanted to. And then I went to England and I came back,
and there's
Meg. And I was, so you can do it. It's really fun. We're really fun. Come join our team.
Similarly, one of our old Scrawl hosts and peer writing tutors, Kate Harrington, Kate H., did the same for me. She was my fellow when I was a freshman in a PR class. And she was like, you should work here. And I was like, maybe I will. And then I did. And then she was like, you should join Scrawl. And then I did. Kate has basically controlled my entire life.
Shout out Kate H.
Yeah, shout out Kate H. She is thriving in New York. We love her and miss her and hope she's doing well.
Oh, yes.
So I think it's a good time to take our second break.
Yes.
We feel this song just encompasses and captures our new vibe for Scrawl. It's energetic, it's fun, it's the queen, Miss Diana Ross. Please enjoy.
Come on out. I'm coming out.
What a freaking queen. So I'm Coming Out by Diana Ross. A good choice.
What a tune.
What a tune. So we're back in the last like 10 minutes of our show. If you're just coming in, you listen to Skrull Radio on DePaul's College Connection. Or DePaul Radio Chicago's College Connection. There you go. It's a real tongue twister of a tagline. We love it.
Really it really is. It's harder to say than you think.
DePaul Radio, Chicago's College Connection. It's very alliterative. Good for them, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
So, as always, we're finishing up the show with an old favorite. It's been in the works for, I think, over a year now. It's What You're Reading. Because we love literature and words, and we're always reading things.
We love it.
So I think we're just going to go in a circle. Emily, do you want to start or should I start? Up to you.
I don't mind.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So I've been reading a lot of things right now. I'm in 3 English classes right now, and so lots and lots of reading. First shout out, I'm taking a graduate seminar on Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, I keep seeing your tweets about it.
Which is, I'm tweeting a lot about it. It's really important to me. So I'm reading a lot of Poe. But something that's really excited me is I've read the book Sabrina by Nick Dersano, I think. I don't know how you say it. But it's a graphic novel that has been nominated for a really, really prestigious literature award. And it tells the story of this guy who is he works at a military base and he houses his old high school pal at his house because his pal's girlfriend got kidnapped. And you find out throughout the story that she actually like got murdered and all this stuff comes out in the media. And the whole book kind of shows throughout the book how social media in this day and age really like influences things that people don't think it has really the power to influence, and it shows how like somebody who's really not involved in anything can become like the center of attention in an event literally just because of people saying things on the internet. So it's really cool. It's really riveting. I read it in like 2 hours. So go find it and read it. It's cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Katie, do you want to tell us what you're reading?
So over the summer when I was intern at Chicago Literacy Alliance, a lot of times I'd have to like tweet from the account, like content, and I'd make a lot of like BuzzFeed style quizzes. And I remember making one that was like, tell us like your ice cream opinions and we'll give you like a new 2018 book to read. And from like the list I compiled for the answers for that quiz, like I got really amped to like read all those. But, like, I can't be, like, out, like, buying new hardcover books, you know?
Yeah.
So I asked for a few for Christmas from my parents, and they gave me The Pisces by Melissa Broder, which Kate H., our old lead Skrull host, has raved about. And I think she saw the author do, like, a talk for that book. And then The Mars Room by Rachel Kushner, which is supposed to be amazing. And it's about, like, a women's prison and... it's supposed to be just like a great story. And then, I did some reading over the break, I guess, when I was still studying abroad on like, there's a lot of like travel and like bus time. I read Junkie by William Burroughs. And I reread a book, The Unbearable Lightness of Being, which is like really pretentious and like philosophical fiction, but like it was dope to reread.
Yeah. Love that.
So that was my what you're reading, Nelly.
Yeah. Marina, did you read something?
I did. I read over break The Grapes of Wrath, which I've never read before. But I have it, and I was like, why don't I crack this sucker open? It's really big. So I did. It was interesting because if you've been listening to the show so far, you heard what I did over my winter break, which was travel to places that are not the American West. And so it was a really interesting experience to be reading about basically people like driving through like Nevada while I'm like on a plane to like, you know, not Nevada. So that's what I'm reading. And I hope next to read The Jungle because I want to start reading more things about Chicago.
I think I have that at my apartment.
I was about to say, if any listeners want to toss it to me, I don't own it yet.
I got you, girl.
Love all right. that.
Popcorn Riley.
Popcorn. Nice. Oh.
Okay, so I did a bunch of reading over break. That was super lovely. I think the highlight of my winter break experience. I'm going to say first, so there's this movie that came out in 2007 called Stardust, and it's a lovely movie. It's on Netflix. You should go watch it. That was my introduction to this because it's based off of a Neil Gaiman book of the same name. And I started reading that. And let me tell you, it is a joy to read. It's a fantasy novel, but it's not like Tolkien-esque fantasy. It's more kind of like mythology, kind of unknown kind of stuff.
I see.
If you've read Neil Gaiman, you know, he likes to base his stuff in some cool mythology. Yeah, it takes place in this fantasy realm of fairy, you know, in like Irish and European tales.
Like F-A-E-R-I-E.
Exactly, yeah. And just the book is lovely. The premise is it's about a boy who goes to collect a fallen star for his love.
Cute.
He travels into this magical realm where the star is a person.
Ooh.
That reminds me of that scene in Howl's Moving Castle. Does anybody know what I'm talking
about?
Yes.
She's like running through the field in the secret place and all the stars are falling and then they're running.
Yeah.
A little visual to go with this.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah, we love some good fantasy tales.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, pick up the book or watch the movie. They're somewhat different in tone, but I love the movie because it's so happy. It makes me smile every time I watch it, which is many, many
all
times.
All you can ask for, really.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, I've also been reading. if you were here when we talked about our winter break, I talked about how I had to drive to Florida, which was beautiful and also gave me like a lot of time, because it's like a 2-day drive, 10 hours a day. So I am reading a couple things currently. I'm also listening to things on the audiobook. I'm doing a lot of content. I'm listening on audiobook to Anthony Bourdain's novel Medium Raw, which is his sequel to Kitchen Confidential, which I really liked. Just getting a little sentimental, you know. I'm also reading a New York Times bestseller book. It's new. It's called Cherry, a novel. And it's by Nico Walker, who is an incarcerated author, which is really interesting. And it's about the opiate crisis and the Iraqi war. And it's really interesting. I'm also reading Diary of Anne Frank, because I never read it. Amazing. And I was like, I feel like this is wrong that I haven't read Diary of Anne Frank. So,
quick question about that. Are you reading the abridged or unabridged version?
The unabridged.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
I actually saw the Diary of Anne Frank.
Like the real one?
The real, real one in Anne Frank's house in Amsterdam.
It's crazy.
I cried a lot of tears.
Wow.
But it was wild.
Oh my God.
Everyone should read the Diary of Anne Frank if you haven't. Also, disclaimer.
Exactly. Like I saw it. It was at my boyfriend's house and I was like, we should do this.
But yeah, I saw it. It's real. Can verify.
Wow. Well, that's about all the time we have for today. If you've been listening, thank you for joining us here on Scrawl Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. We're Scrawl from the DePaul Equable. Come in if you need some help with your first of the quarter papers, you know, those projects that you get in the first week and it's like, okay. So this is Scrawl signing off. Until next time, bye everyone. We love you. And
bye.
We'll see you soon.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.